It's the Playhouse in the Morning as we dive into confessions. Like to do this on Wednesdays because here we are in the midpoint of the week. And if you are carrying something with you, a skeleton in your closet, a dirty little secret of sorts, you know, maybe you feel a little bit guilty. We don't want you feeling guilty. We want to get that out for you. So what you do is you let that out. Get it off your chest at 237. It's text 35270, and you have something like that. What's your confession?
So I call out of work pretending to be sick, which I know everybody does. But when I do that, I also tell my boyfriend that I'm sick. So it gets me out of doing chores and, like, cooking, and I get all of the attention. Is that bad?
So, I mean, plenty of people, let's be honest, plenty of people do call in sick to the office, but you're kind of taking it next level, and that you're not just sick as far as work's concerned. You're even letting your significant other, like, wait on you hand and foot, like people tend to do when their partner is ill. Do you think that that's sketchy?
Yeah, because I get calling in sick to work, taking a little break, but then having your significant other just do all that for you, I would feel guilty.
But it is confessions.
So That's true.
We feel no judgment. We don't. Do you have a confession this week, Amy Kay?
I do have a confession, and I'm really happy you haven't said anything about it yet.
Oh, am I involved in your confession
way? But as you can tell, when I walked in this morning, I'm a little bronzer than usual. Have you not noticed?
Oh.
So my palms are a little orange.
You know, your face is pretty.
Is it bad?
You fixed the face. It's everywhere.
The
now
hands?
Your hands, I'm seeing it.
Okay.
Oh, and the arms.
Okay, so I'm going to be. Come on. Okay, I'm going to be. This is confessions.
Yeah,
we
sorry.
Don't need the side comments.
Oof, didn't realize the headlights we have in the studio were tanning lights. Yowza.
Okay, so I'm going back home to see family, and I wanted to get a spray tan, but during the pandemic, when everything was kind of closed, I found a nice website that it has this foam stuff with a brush that you do it yourself. And I fell in love, and now I just constantly buy this product and I give myself, like, spray tans at home.
You do realize that you've never done anything like this that you've been happy with.
Oh,
it's always too much.
So, but I found a new one. It's still the same brand, but this one is one where it's an instant. So you put it on, and then you can leave it on for an hour for a lighter glow, 2 hours for a medium glow, 3 hours for the deep, dark glow. And then after that time frame you choose.
So you went with seven?
Yeah. So
you slept in it? Yeah.
You go and shower. And that is exactly what happened. I put it on last night, and then I had my robe on. I was waiting for Steven to come home from work, and he got stuck there late. So after a while, I ended up falling asleep, and I fell asleep with the spray tan on. So it's a very deep pumpkin spice color, I would say.
So I'm like on a scale of, like, say, Frosty the Snowman to Snooki, you went full Snooki.
Yeah, that's really how I look, and which it's embarrassing because when I go home, I'm going to see a lot of my friends from high school, and they in our yearbook they were voted. Were most likely to be on Jersey Shore because
That's
what was popular back then. I think they have kind of learned how to get the perfect spray tan now where they're not going to look as orange. But now when they see me again, I think they're going to say, oh, you still look the same. But yeah. My palms are very, very orange.
Yeah. You kind of a heat miser thing going on if we want to stick with a holiday theme.
I fell asleep with it.
Do you have a confession today? Hi.
My sister just recently put her son, a.k.a. my nephew, into a modeling agency to do commercials and print and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely adore her, and I love my nephew. But this kid has no business being in modeling because he's not exactly that cute. As in, you know, his hair is a mess. It is a crazy little salad on top. The teeth are a train wreck because he looks very rodent-esque, I guess, so to speak, and I feel terrible saying that. And I also know that we live in a world where, you know, I get the fact that you can finish in last place and get a trophy, but this kid doesn't deserve a pretty trophy because, he doesn't.
I feel like maybe we're being a little rough on the kid I've never seen before. We'll say that all kids are awkward. Let's just be honest. Most kids are a little bit awkward. Every single one of us has had an awkward stage. That being said, Is it like a real modeling thing? Or is it one of those things that you see on Facebook every now and then? It's like, hey, if you give us some money, we're going to take some expensive headshots of your kid that you have to pay for in addition to the money you gave us. And you might end up on The Sweet Life with Zach and Cody. I don't know a current show. But you know exactly what I'm talking about,
don't
you?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. But even if she did sign him up for this, maybe he's just not going to get any gigs. Or maybe that's the style they're looking for. The kid who kind of looks like a monster and escaped a tornado and has taken over a kindergarten or something. Like something like that. Maybe that's what they're looking for. But if this is what, if the nephew wanted to do it, your sister wanted to do it, just let him try it out.
Now casting for Disney Channel, a rodent-esque looking child.
I know, that was a harsh way to put it.
We have just the kid for this. Confession Wednesday. Hello.
Okay, here's my confession. So I recently found out I am pregnant, and I've been hanging out with three different guys. I don't know which one the dad is, but I do know that one of them is a bit more put together. His life is less chaotic. He's got a good job. Financially, he is quite stable, and I'm debating on telling him that he is the father of my child. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's true, but I do want my kid to have the best life, and I think he would just be the best choice.
I think that that's probably a bad move. I think you owe it to the kid and the gentleman involved to figure out which one it is, you know, a little bit more accurately than just choosing.
Yeah, could you try to really just sit down, do some math on this, count some weeks back, and try to figure it out? Because what if he isn't? And then not only are you robbing one of the other guys of their right as a father, but then you're getting someone else involved. It is not a good idea at all. But what do you mean? He's the best option? Well, then what are you doing with the two other guys? Because at one point you thought they were a good option to be with you.
Yeah, who you are romantically with and who is the parent of your child, I mean, they're not necessarily the same person, right? Maybe there's this guy that you seem to want to kind of chase because you think of whatever about him. You know, that's your romantic choice. But as far as your, like, the paternity of your kiddo goes, you got to figure that out.
Yeah, man. You really need to figure that out.
And it's not like it could be just a bunch of random people. You know, it's one of these three. Well, okay, that's a good start. Let's narrow it down a little more.
Find the one.
You've seen some texted confessions today.
Yeah, someone said, I need to confess about how much I have been eating so unhealthy. I started a diet. I was doing good since the beginning of summer. But with Thanksgiving, that's kind of where everything went down. I told myself, just have a cheat day on Thanksgiving. Then we had leftovers, all the sweets. It's just been this giant snowball of me eating unhealthy. And now I'm wondering, do I try to get back on track on my diet and then take a break for Christmas? Or should I just kind of let the rest of the year do whatever I want and then start back up on January 1st? Either way, I feel so bad. I've worked so hard for this. I feel like I've let myself down.
That's never too late. It's never too late.
I
think all of us have been there, though, where it's been like holidays. You're just like, well, throwing in the towel.
Oh, that's the time that gets you. I say just enjoy the rest of the year. You could start back up on January 1st. You have that willpower. You did it for so many months.
You got this. You got this. Playhouse confession.
I think the handyman in my apartment building is super cute. And so what I'll do is I'll just break things or, you know, turn some screws loose and call the handyman so he can spend more time with me.
Well, he definitely, I mean, he hates you. He might, I mean, enjoy seeing you so often, but maybe you should figure out a way to do that without breaking stuff.
Does he seem interested when he comes over and he's constantly fixing these things? Because maybe after a while you kind of confess that, like, I'm going to be honest, I unscrewed this myself because I wanted you to come over and then invite him out for drinks.
Or is he like super angry and like, ugh, it's Julie and 3B again. She breaks something every week. Like, you might be hated, honestly.
Yeah, you're probably frustrating him a little bit, especially if he has other actual things to do.
Yeah. Now, he might at first have been like, ooh, look whose apartment I'm in. He's in there every day. You can get tired
too
of that
much
after a while.
Y94.